Our good friend Zach Mertz is joining us today from the New England Wildlife Center in Weymouth to talk about their annual pumpkin festival. I guess, Zach, how are you?
Good. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, happy to do it. Great to talk to you and catch up. Before we talk about the Night of a Thousand Faces, I guess let's talk a little bit about the center itself for folks who don't know. What is the New England Wildlife Center?
Sure. Yes, the New England Wildlife Centers. We are a 40-year-old nonprofit located in Weymouth in the Cape. And we provide free veterinary care to sick, injured, and orphaned animals. We're in local schools doing STEM education. And once a year, we're pumpkin crazy. And we put on this big community event where we have thousands of people from all over the South Shore in Barnstable County come in for the Night of a Thousand Faces, where we illuminate our nature trail with 2,000 jack-o'-lanterns.
Okay, one of them sitting right next to you there. So, I'm guessing that you need a lot of help to do this.
Yes, yeah, this does not happen in a vacuum. This is a community event for the community. And so we get it all ready, and it's an amazing weekend. People can come through from 6:30 to 8, walk the trails. But before that, we actually have to carve and pick 2,000 pumpkins. And so we really depend on anyone in the community who is feeling artistic, who needs community service hours, who just wants to come with their family and carve a pumpkin, and sort of have a fun time with and look around and see some animals. We're inviting everyone in all week to come help us with that.
Okay, so how do they do that? How do they get there? How do they have to sign up? Do they have to pay anything? What's the story?
Sure. So for pumpkin carving, if you're looking to help us get ready, you can show up Monday through Friday next week. We have open carving hours. You can just show up to the building at 500 Columbian Street in Weymouth, and the hours will be from 10 to 5:30. So you can even come after school. Night of, which is going to be the 24th and 25th, next Friday and Saturday, that is the event itself. It's a reasonable price. It's $10 a person, and that is the actual event. And during the event, there's not only going to be this pumpkin trail, which is pretty amazing. If you haven't seen it, you should. We also have live animal shows. We have mimes. We have face painters, kids crafts, snacks, carnival games, you name it. It's going to be sort of an all-out pumpkin fest.
Now I'm guessing you supply the pumpkins, yes?
We do. And actually, that is also a community event. Plymouth County Sheriff actually lets us come every year, and we pick the pumpkins ourselves in the fields. There's another nonprofit, in Cohasset that donates quite a bit. And then community members, if you're carving pumpkins and you can spare one of your own, or you'd like to bring some to carve, that is always appreciated. We usually do about 1,000. We're going for 2,000 this year. So we will beg, borrow, and steal pumpkins from anywhere we can, including your front porch, if you're willing to lend it to us.
Okay. And then do you need help to kind of line your nature trails? I mean, how does that happen?
Absolutely. This is one of the ways we entice people. If you come and you help us carve, and you Thursday, Friday, maybe you want to pick a good spot for your pumpkin, like a prime real estate where people are going to see it. If you're helping us carve, we'd love to let you pick the spot as well.
Okay, all right. And is there a theme at all, Zach, or is it just a free for all?
It is whatever the community is thinking. We've had everything from the presidential candidates carved into the pumpkins, to song lyrics, to current events. The pumpkins really sort of are like a time capsule. They tell a story of what's going on the South Shore any given year. So our photo archive is pretty amazing because you can kind of go back and track what's happening in our own history through the pumpkins.
Right. Yeah, the archives of pumpkin annals, right? So then what happens to all the pumpkins afterwards, Zach?
That's a great question. You have to talk to the squirrels and chipmunks and rodents about that. Many of which we do stay in our woodland. And then we also donate a lot. So people come in because we'll have a full week before Halloween. There's some amazing artists that come in. So folks can come in for a buck a pumpkin. You can pick your favorite, bring it to your own front porch. And then some actually get donated to local farms too, for other animals to enjoy.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good. Now, so there's actually two separate events, or three separate events, really, right? There's the carving, there's the actual Night of a Thousand Faces, and then there's the placing of the pumpkins too.
Absolutely. Yeah, it really is like an all week event. What we can promise, if you come by at any of those times, there will be music, there'll be food, there will be a lot of animals to see, and it's generally a pretty fun time. But we're really hoping this year the weather's looking great. The leaves are in like prime foliage for this. The 24th and 25th, 6:30 to 8. We want to invite anybody that can make it. With the trail is longer this year. We have more pumpkins than ever before. So even if you've seen the event before, you haven't seen it like this. So we're
Oh,
excited to have everyone
okay.
in.
About how long is the trail, roughly?
It is probably 3/4 of a mile at this point.
Okay.
It is mostly accessible. It's stroller accessible. We have a way for folks who might have some difficulty walking and stuff. It's a hard packed gravel trail, and we do have some accessible exits as well.
Okay. And do folks typically come in costumes, or can they?
Absolutely, we always welcome costumes. I think last year I counted like 45 Spider-Men running around. But yeah, costumes are always encouraged. Be as creative as you want. I know we'll have some face painting on site. And this year, for sure, we have a mime troupe that's going to be coming in to entertain folks while they're waiting for the line as well.
Ah, okay, very good. Now, the biggest question of all, Zach, is what are you going to be for Halloween?
That's a great question. I think a really tired pumpkin carver is what it's looking like right now. But unfortunately, I usually am the guy that has to run in between the trails at night, and usually people think I'm Bigfoot most of the time, so I might stick
Ah,
with that. Yeah.
very good. So what's the current animal population at the center look like these days?
It's up and down. A lot of our spring and summer babies have been released, which is amazing. So you figure all the raccoons, fishers, foxes, coyotes that we've been raising since, April or May have just gone back to the wild. Things got kind of quiet there until last weekend's storm. And then we started to see a lot of seabirds that were getting blown in the rough seas. And so we've sort of jumped back up, a lot of northern gannets and similar ocean dwelling birds.
Okay. All right. And folks will be able to learn about that right during this event.
Absolutely. Yeah. Everything we do is educational. So you not only can you do the trail, but you can also tour our building, and we'll have guided tours of the Working Wildlife Hospital and the Odd Pet Fed. And for those animal lovers, there'll be plenty to see.
Sure. Very good. All right. Anything else we should share with folks right now?
Just that you can find more information about this event on our website, which is anywildlife.org, or on our Facebooks, which is New England Wildlife Centers. You can pre-order your tickets there if you don't want to wait in the long line. You can just scan right in. You can also buy them at the door. But we really look forward to seeing everybody there.
Okay. And logistically, Zach, for like folks for parking, accessibility, things like that, what should folks know?
Sure. So we have an FAQ that's going up on our website today that'll answer all those questions. But in general, you can show up. We have an amazing parking team. They're veterans. They've been doing this for 20 years now. So once you drive down, they'll either park you in the parking lot, or if you have handicap parking, they'll usher you right up to the handicap spots.
Okay, excellent. All right. I really hope you have a wonderful event this year. So 20th annual, is that right?
I think, you know, I may, I think this is actually our 23rd annual.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And yeah, it's gets better every year, and yeah, look forward to seeing everybody there as well, and thank you so much for your time.
Sure. Now, the pumpkin next to you, is that the one you're going to carve?
This one's mine. Yep,
That's
this
yours?
one. If it doesn't get eaten by our 100-pound tortoise Bling, it is. I was going to carve his likeness into it.
Ah, very
Yeah.
good. Okay. And I'm guessing they're not real, can or are they real candles that you illuminate them with?
We do. We actually we're probably the last event. In the area that actually uses real candles. So we use the tea lights. We have them timed down to a science. We can tell you on a windy day how long a tea light's going to burn compared to a still day. The battery ones are great, but this doesn't give you the same effect. So we're originalists on that.
Neat. Okay, so this is a true New England style here. Very good. Thanks again, Zach. Great to talk to you. Have a wonderful time.
Thank you so much.